Delaware Real Estate Headlines. New Delaware Property Records Search Tool streamlines due diligence for DE agents. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Delaware-specific portal to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in DE can cut research time by accessing consolidated property data rather than navigating multiple county databases. Add https://delaware.propertychecker.com/ to your due diligence workflow for faster client service. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware Realtor Commission Rates Edge Below National Average 2026 Survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Delaware is 5.66%. This figure gives DE professionals a local benchmark for structuring competitive yet profitable listing agreements. Review the full Delaware commission data at the source URL to inform your 2026 pricing strategy. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. What DE agents should know about average commission rates in Delaware? HomeLight published guidance on the average Delaware real estate commission rate and what sellers might pay a realtor. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps DE agents competitively position their services and articulate value to seller clients. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips at https://homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-delaware/ to inform your listing conversations. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. DE commission rates face pressure as flat fee MLS services promise $18,000 savings. Huzo reports that Delaware real estate commissions typically range from 5.5% to 6%, while its flat fee MLS service claims sellers can bypass this and save approximately $18,000. Traditional commission structures in DE are being challenged by alternative models that could reshape how local professionals compete for listings and demonstrate value to clients. Review your commission presentation against emerging flat fee alternatives at http://www.houzo.com/blogs/real-estate-commissions-in-Delaware. Delaware Real Estate Updates. Middletown DE Building Permit Forms and Info, updated for real estate pros. The source provides building permit information and forms for Middletown, Delaware. Real estate professionals in DE need accurate permit resources to guide clients through transactions and property improvements in Middletown. Bookmark Middletown's permit page for quick client reference, h/middletown.gov/sec=3fb2180e-60f6-4493-8f03cf772-37. Delaware Real Estate Updates. Delaware County Assessor's Office upgrades property record search. The Delaware County Assessor's Office, led by Lorena Ellis Cook, has launched a new property record search portal while maintaining access to assessment records, tax exemption information, and contact details. Real estate professionals in DE can now access more current property assessment data to support transactions, valuations, and client advisory in Delaware County. Access the new search portal at http://www.myassessor1.org. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of DE cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.